Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, the Matt is away, so the kids are going to play. Oh, we got another fun episode. All that and more right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. I am Jeff Randall, and Matt's gone today. So we are taking over. I also got Ashley Coffin here.
Oh, hi.
So, Ashley, you reached out to me last week, like, after Matt and I did that AI episode where we were asking ChatGPT some stuff, just for conversation topics, and you were like, why don't you include me on those super fun things?
Yeah, well, the answer was we do that at 10 o'clock at night, and that is fair. I cannot record that late on my hemisphere.
Sure. Yeah, you're in the part of the world that just, like, we're so far from each other now.
It's so far now.
Time zones suck.
I hate it.
But we were supposed to do a Thor 2 episode today, but then stuff happened, and then we'll have to save the talk of the golden locks for later.
I will say, I really enjoyed my rewatch. As a spoiler, I loved it. Oh my god, I loved it. Yeah.
I knew you would. I was, like, when I was kind of getting ready for the episode, I was like, okay, I'm going to ask Ashley how long she thinks we can talk about Thor's hair and also Loki's hair.
Oh my god, the fact that they used their own hair at the top and then just had a couple extensions, like, that's the way to go. That's how you make your hair. No wigs. It's I'll talk about it on the episode, but gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous. Everyone looked lovely. Top of their
Everyone
game.
Everyone looks so beautiful.
They look fantastic.
So, in lieu of that, we still need to get an episode out because, you know, reasons, ads.
Business daddy, woo!
Business daddy needs us to generate the ad revenue. But, you know, the AI one was really fun, and I wanted to include you in that. So we're going to do one that's just that. No feedback, no news, none of that garbage, whatever else. So the first thing I've typed into ChatGPT, I haven't reset the context from the last one, so this is like...
I have never used any of this stuff, by the way. I'm like an old lady. I don't know what any of this means. Explain it to me.
To give you a rundown. So ChatGPT is basically a chatbot that has been trained on how to do natural language.
I could cheat at my homework in college, and this is what you're saying.
Sort of, yeah, Like, write me a paper about this sort of thing is what it can do for you. Don't use it for that.
Like, what if I could be like, oh, I graduated from Princeton?
I mean, it may, but, like, you can give it things like, give me a sentence in this type of tone, or give me a rundown on this, explain it like I'm five, that sort of thing. It's really good at, like, going and scraping the internet and getting information and coming back with it and kind of compiling it into something that makes sense. But then there's problems like last week when we first asked it, like, you know, what's a conversation topic? It was like, how about the upcoming Phase 4 stuff? It's like, oh, you're in the past.
Oh.
You live in the past.
That's some old stuff.
Yeah, you gotta be gentle about how you push it into whatever direction you want from it. It will basically have a conversation with you, you know, through an AI engine. It's kind of really creepy.
It's robots. Because I'm very Will Smith and
iRobot
when it comes to AI technology. I'm like, no, I will always drive my car. You will not be in my house. You're not going to stand over me and kill me like it almost did Pepper in Iron Man 3. It's a problem.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get it. But we can use it to have fun conversations on the podcast.
Yeah, let's
do it. So I haven't reset the context. So all of the questions I asked last week and all the information it's given me from last week is still kind of like...
It remembers.
Ew. Like, it remembers context.
Oh, that's creepy. Ghost in the Shell.
I asked it, give me a fun question about the MCU. And it said, sure, here's a fun question. If you could have any one of the Avengers superpowers for a day, which one would you choose and how would you use it?
Wow. For one day?
One day.
Ooh. I'd probably pick Thor.
Okay.
And I would use it flying around and striking things with lightning, because that's as far as my like 12-year-old mind would get if I could suddenly fly and shoot lightning. And it was like, oh, a day would go so fast, because I would just be going around like, sah, kabow. Like, could you imagine? Could you imagine? You would get just, like, so distracted. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even think about the Bifrost, because I'd be busy being like, lightning power, like storm, you know? I'm Thor pretending to be storm.
You'd be Thorm. Yeah. Oh, that's a terrible joke. I feel like you kind of stole it from me on that one, because like,
oh, I'm sorry, that's your boy.
Yeah, that's my jam. But
what's your reason?
I don't know, man. I don't know that I would actually want to be Thor for a day. Just because like, I'm already super strong.
Can I take it back?
Sure.
I would be Tony Stark, but I wouldn't do anything superhero-y. Like, I would just spend a day being as rich as I possibly could be.
Yeah, that's his superpower, is being rich.
I would be like, everybody, we're taking the jet. Like, we're going to everything. I'm like, what can I do in a day?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can invest in stuff for yourself.
For myself.
Yeah. Like, give away all of Tony Stark's money to like,
to you. To myself.
Yep. My favorite charity is me. Yeah, you're a philanthropist for a day. Oh, that would be really cool, though, to have like all of the technology or whatever. Like having Jarvis at your beck and call would be awesome. But then you're giving into the robot overlords again.
Why doesn't Jarvis feel like that, though? See, that's how they trick you.
Yeah,
they get comfortable.
It's they put Paul Bettany's voice on it.
Oh, right and into
they,
it.
They lull you into that sense of security. Mm-hmm. And that's when Ultron takes you.
But then they put James Spader's voice in that, and I'm like, I would sleep with both of those robots. What's happening?
What does vibranium feel like?
Wanda knows.
Oh, Wanda gets it. I mean, Wanda knows. Matt might want to cut that, but probably not. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll segue back into something this. That he can use.
Sure, sure. No sex jokes this time? Are we sure? Are we sure, though?
That was the line. If that was, that has to be as far as we go.
Okay.
And I can't promise that, so cut that.
So what superpower would I want for any one Avenger? Like, it feels almost like I wouldn't want that, because if it's only for a day, I'm just going to be thinking for the rest of my life about the one day that I was a superhero.
Sometimes that's all you need.
That was the day.
I flew.
Yeah. I had Captain Marvel's powers. Like, being able to just go into space because you feel like it would be incredible. You know?
Oh, yeah. I would go up all the time. Yeah, I would take flat earthers, I would grab them by their collar, and I would take them all the way up and go, see, idiot, and then I would bring them back down before they died.
You take them up so that they could see it? When they understand the error of their ways, you just drop them.
They would have to go round, and then I would bring them down. And I'll explain them the rules before I take them up.
Yeah.
Forcibly.
Here's what's going to happen. This is against your will, and you are going to give in to my will, because I am Captain Marvel.
Just gonna show you.
Oh, man. I would take Captain Marvel's Avengers power for a day and go to a different planet where things are better. Like, go to a better society.
Just to see, oh my God, just to see what else is going on out there?
No, just to stay. Like, I would just go there and stay. Like, I'm done.
Where the green lights are red lights.
Something like that. God.
Papa pizza.
Well, that's across the multiverse. So like, yeah. Oh, I mean, we're including Doctor Strange in that? Like, slingering me to a different dimension where shit's better? Where the world's not on fire?
It's pretty bad down there, man.
Is that too dark? Is that too dark?
No, but see, like, he even complained about getting to stay in that gorgeous mansion. Like, the last one, he was like, ooh, you're in that haunted house. I was like, that's a $3 million house.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, oh, boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo, you live in this gorgeous house in Manhattan.
Gorgeous mansion.
Doctor strangely out of touch with society, am I right?
Yeah, oh, totally. He has no idea how much he could get if he tried to sell that. It's probably worth $9 million now.
Yeah. Yeah, because the world's on fire. And you know, those, like, those doors to other places, like, those have got to be worth, like, a lot, right?
A lot. A lot.
And I mean, we're not even talking like a Winchester house kind of way, right? Like, we're talking right. Like actually useful doors to other places.
You want to go to the snow? You want to go to the beach?
Yeah, you want it to be cold? Just open this up. Bah!
But then, you know, like lying around there are 1920s like absinthe servers. Like, you could make a lot of money just selling stuff out of that place.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
My God.
And you're like,
even just the Airbnb potential is incredible.
I went from super rich to losing all my money to getting a $9.5 million mansion on whatever avenue.
God, Decanter? On Bleecker Street.
Bleecker. God, Decanter. What's wrong with me? Shut up, Kat. I know. I know what I said, Kat. Go away. I got Kat's mocked. Like, hey. But Kat was like, we are watching Titanic in the other room, me and Ken. Rose DeWitt Decanter. It's not it either. Let's keep going. Throw something else in the AI. Tell the robots.
Okay. Do you want a random? Do you want to? What would you like to guide the question to be? Like, is there a direction that you want to go? Like, what?
Interesting.
Ooh, I got one.
Okay.
What role should Leo DiCaprio play in the MCU?
Oh, interesting.
Let's see if I can come up with something there.
Oh, I'm going to go Mr. Sinister.
Oof.
Way off.
Well, it's okay.
Cyclops?
Well, it's really funny. It's
How do I see it? I want to see it.
I mean, I can share my screen with you.
Oh, do that.
Okay, it says Leo DiCaprio is a talented actor and could potentially play a variety of roles in the MCU. Here are a few possibilities. And then it lists 4, 3 of which are already in the MCU.
Oh, wow.
Adam Warlock, Namor, and Kang the Conqueror, already in the MCU. So, like, by process of elimination, he has to be Norman Osborn.
Right, Norman Osborn would be better, but what if they recast Kang with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh my God, if they recast Kang, Leonardo DiCaprio, oh my God.
But he comes in all hard like Django.
Oh my, like, oh no!
These are my multiverses!
Monsieur Candy has taken over. Oh, that would be so bad. So... That is, that you bring up a good point, though, that, like, Leo would go hard. He would go ham on a role like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like he would dedicate himself to it so much that, like, he would shatter his hand on something or, like, you know, stab himself or whatever and just, like, keep going with it. And I think that something like a Norman Osborn, like, we would be able to watch Leo devolve into madness.
Oh, it'd be so good. He'd be so good at it. Yeah. Because it's like, it's hard to top Defoe, and you can't even, like, think of anybody else. But if someone went DiCaprio, you go, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Like, Willem Dafoe was so iconic in his Norman Osborn role. And honestly, like, I said 3 of the 4 are already in the MCU. Technically, 4 of the 4 are in the MCU. Mm. But, like, I mean, he did, that particular one did come from a different part of the multiverse, so, like,
yeah, different,
the 616 universe version could be Leo.
Yeah, I don't get the Namor. I don't need to see a submerged Leonardo DiCaprio.
You don't think so?
You think so? I don't know. What about Doom? I'm surprised they didn't go Doom.
Doom,
he would be so good.
He would be the man in the iron mask.
Oh my God, all over again. I was just talking about that with somebody.
Me?
You!
It was me after the Legends of Libations episode.
It's so funny.
Oh shit, that's
full
good.
Full circle.
It always comes back around to Leo. I think he could be a great Doom, though. You're right. Like, Victor Von Doom, would be... Like, he could be as hammy as he wants. Like, he... Because, you know, Doom is that, like, super extra, like, I have a fucking castle in Europe kind of person. Like, he's so extra.
Do you want to see my magic trick? Poof.
Oh, and he could be, like... He could have learned magic... or learned like sorcery from Kamar-Taj, and like kind of be loosely related to Doctor Strange and Wong, and
get out the board,
Baron Mordo. I like this one. I like where we landed. So none of the four that it mentioned.
No, we've done better than AI. I think.
Yeah,
AI can't. See, that's why I don't trust it. I will not let you drive. I will never drive in one of those cars that are just the Teslas that are like, we will drive you to your death. Please buckle up. You know, get out of my face.
We'll send you over the cliff on your own.
No. Hand on the wheel, just like Will Smith taught me. Before he was problematic. He's a problem.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so we've landed on Von Doom. Like, what should we ask next?
Ask AI who it thinks should play Rogue.
Ooh, okay,
yeah,
the part
let's
of
see
Rogue.
What it says.
Okay. Who should play...
X-Men's Rogue.
Rogue in the MCU.
Yeah,
what if
that's
we just leave
good.
It as, like, who should play Rogue in the MCU? Just to leave it kind of... open. Okay, there's been no official announcement yet about who will play Rogue in the MCU, but there are a few actresses who could potentially do the role justice. I love that they list that ChatGPT is Anna Paquin. She played Rogue in the original X-Men movie trilogy, and many fans would love to see her reprise the role.
So we were talking about this the other day, and I was like, when Anna Paquin played Rogue, Ken and I, my husband, when Anna Paquin played Rogue, she was too young. If Anna Paquin played Rogue when she was in her prime, like I would say True Blood season 4, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Maybe.
She's, you know, got the yams.
I don't know. I think that... I think the issue that I have with Anna Paquin is that it's not so much Anna Paquin. It's that what they were doing with Rogue then was like hashtag not my Rogue.
That's what everybody
like. It wasn't like post Raven.
Yeah, they Rogue, were like, oh, everybody you know? Loves this character, so let's base the story kind of around her. But in doing that, you kind of also didn't do the character justice for who she was and changed it. And it's like you can't do both.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. And like now, Rogue is so like deeply tied into. To Captain Marvel's story, Carol Danvers' story.
Well, that's a perfect way for Brie Larson. Like, if she's done.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens, and I hope it doesn't soon. But when she's like Chris Evans and everybody who's like, okay, I just like need a break or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect way to have a break because you're in a coma for a couple months.
Rogue came
in. And it's a good way to bring Rogue in.
Comatose to you.
Oh, and you can bring in... Mystique and everybody. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm like halfway through the animated series again.
Ugh.
And it has been such an interesting rewatch as an adult.
It's so cheesy. And I love
but
it.
But I remember so much of it.
Yeah. Do you let the intro play and just sing along with the
every time?
Yep.
And I have my own song, Jubilee, Jean Grey, hey, X-Men. Gonna fight them. You know, everybody's got their own.
Yep. Well, I just do the ba-na-na-na-na-na. Like I go with the sounds. I just make the sounds. I didn't put lyrics to it.
Sometimes if you say their names over it, it works, especially the Jubilee spot. I'm telling you, they did it on purpose. I did write lyrics to it as a kid. I do not remember them, but those are the ones I remember. I'm like, Jubilee. It's great. It's so good. Haley used the perfect word, unhinged. And that is what it is. And the best thing about that show is it is teaching you like about racism and horrible things that are happening and to not be that.
And not be a
every
dick.
Week. It's exactly that, you know, it hammers it home every week. And X-Men, that's what I actually do enjoy about this show. I was like, wow, they really, like, I was like, I got embedded with it. It's great. It's good. Things aren't like that now.
Yeah. So, sadness aside,
the second, I don't like this next one.
It gave us 5 to work from. What I find funny is that Haley Steinfeld is one of them, but like, Haley Steinfeld's already in the MCU. She's Kate Bishop. So like, 2 down. But then it's like the second one is it says Millie Bobby Brown.
Ugh, no.
You don't think 11 could be Rogue?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Mm-mm, not did you even. See Enola Holmes at all?
I did. No.
You did and still no. Okay.
Foot
okay.
down. No.
Foot down. No. Okay.
No. She has a lot of other great stuff she can do, but it's not being Rogue.
Sure. Caitlin Dever? Who is this?
I don't know.
Who
is this person? Are we too old?
We might be. I mean, it says that she's another talented young actress who has been making a name for herself in recent years. She has a natural charisma and could bring a lot of depth to the character of Rogue.
I feel like I should know this. Is it the girl from the Scream movies? I love that I can see what you're typing. Right. Oh, who's that? I didn't see any of those movies. So sure, I like a no-name. She's got a good face for Rogue.
She does. I think with the white
with
streaks.
With the white and the streaks, yeah. I don't in the know front her there. Work, but I like when people like this are like discovered to be in these roles because it could, you know, kickstart an amazing career.
I mean, it looks like she's been working since 2009.
Oh, she was in an episode of Curb in 2011. Crazy.
Yeah, she's got a whole bunch of like one episode credits there. Small roles like in J. Edgar. She was Palmer's daughter.
That's the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
That's another Leo one.
He was like, "How old are you? 19? You want to be in my movie?" I love Leo. I'm sorry, Leo.
She was in 17 episodes of Justified, so there was got to be a reason there.
Loretta.
My mom loves that show.
Is that Skeet Ulrich or is that Timothy Oliphant?
Timothy Oliphant.
Okay, the better one. I love Timothy. I love Timothy Oliphant.
He hasn't been in the MCU yet either, has he?
No, he's in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I love that role. The Cobb Vanth role.
Doesn't his last name just remind you of Lord of the Rings? So I'm like, look, Mr. Frodo, Oliphants.
It's an Oliphant. Mm-hmm. And he's just there, like, as Cobb Vanth.
They'll never believe it.
No, I haven't seen any of these other things with this Caitlin Dever in it.
I've seen a lot of these things, but I don't remember her.
142 episodes of Last Man Standing.
That's why that show made me mad. Oh no, I thought Last Man on Earth with Will Forte. Sorry, you make a show one. Called Last Man on Earth, and then like by episode 3, there's a ton of other people in the show. I was like, no,
yep, you're doing Tricked. It wrong. But yeah, no, it looks like she's got several things coming up. You know,
good for
like,
her. Well, she's a beautiful young girl, and she. Looks like she could, I don't know, I'll have to look into it, but okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Think,
you know, she at least looks the part.
I have my own name to throw into this bag.
Oh, do you? Who you got?
Keep going. No, keep going.
Okay. The last one that we haven't talked about that ChatGPT gave us is Anya Taylor-Joy.
I'm okay with that. I think she might be able to do it. I like her.
I like her. She's... I like her in Queen's Gambit, and she was fun in that X-Men tangential movie.
No,
what was that?
No. New Mutants? No.
New Mutants, yeah.
No, she was in Robert Eggers' The Witch, like oh God, she's got this, like, she was just in Dune, by the way. So I won't tell you what. Yeah, I won't tell you what. Surprise role.
Surprise role.
No, Anya Taylor-Joy, she's very talented, and I like looking at her. Is that weird?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like, she's pretty, but also she's just.
But I also really like looking at her. It's a face
that's just so interesting to look at that it, like, draws you in.
If I could have a career off pursing my lips and, like, looking up between my bangs, being like,
the way that she does.
The way that she does, and that's my career, I would.
You'd be set for life.
Set for life. That's what I do. Like, when I watch The Queen's Gambit, I'm like, if she doesn't Vogue every time she puts one of these things down, just with those little bangs and pageboy haircut. Mwah, mwah, your move. I was like, Jesus Christ. Gorgeous. Stunning. You didn't see The Northman? Did you see The Northman?
I did not. I did not.
So good. She's in Peaky Blinders.
There's one thing that she did on the internet. She sang a song. It's like a down-tempo version of Downtown.
Downtown, da-da-da-da. That song?
The one that's like, you go downtown.
People get up, but down. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't sing it too long or we'll get sued.
We're terrible. Yeah. We were bad at it because of
We just don't want to get sued.
Right? Wink.
Wink.
Yeah, it was a down-tempo version of Downtown for Last Night in Soho.
Oh, I saw that movie.
And it is a, like, hauntingly beautiful rendition of it. I love listening to it.
She's so beautiful. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I could see it. I would watch her as Rogue.
Yeah. So who was your extra name to throw into the hat?
Julia Garner.
Who?
Ozark. Did you watch Ozark?
I did not watch Ozark.
Look her up real fast. Julia Garner. She's married to the lead singer of Foster the People.
Mark Foster.
Mm-hmm. So if you didn't watch Ozark, you might. She's got this, like, twangy way of talking. Or she was also in, you probably didn't watch it. It was Inventing Anna. She was, I can't remember, Anna Delevingne or something like that. She was pretending to be, like, this rich person, and she pretended to be a rich person so hard that, like, other rich people just started giving her money. And it's a true story. It was absolutely unhinged.
Wow.
And she'd be like, oh, why are you so sad? Because you're just poor. And she made up this, like, fake accent, and she did it so well. But she's a very good actress. And yeah, I really like her, and I think she would do a really, really good job as Rogue.
Huh. Okay. I mean, if she's got the twang, that's like most of Rogue already, right?
She is spicy. You didn't watch Ozark? Oh my goodness. She no, I didn't. Is. She,
Anna Delvey is
inventing. Yeah, she's rough. Yeah. That's it. I am Anna Delvey. I am a millionaire. You know, what are you, poor? Ew. And she was so poor. Yeah. People just kept giving her money because she pretended. It was crazy. It's on, I believe, Netflix or HBO, Inventing Anna. Stunning. But Ozark is one of the best shows. Please watch it.
44 episodes she was in.
Yeah, she's the lead.
There's so many lists.
Ozark, though, way up there. That was, it's funny, my first episode ever on Matthew Fox's podcast was episode of Ozark. We were talking about the finale.
Huh. Was that on Superhero Ethics?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. So ethical debates happen from this show. Ugh, I don't know if I want that. A financial advisor drags his family from Chicago to the Missouri Ozarks, where he must launder money to appease a drug boss. And oh, that sounds delightful. It's Jason Bateman
and Laura Linney. It's an amazing cast.
That sounds like it's so much fun to watch.
It is. Because I would do it. If I could be a Griselda, I would do it in a heartbeat. Crime Lord Boss. I'm sure
that there's so many people that are going to write in and be like, oh my God, Ashley, I get it.
I've missed my mark. Like, I'm a little too old now, but if I could start and be like a great crime, I would do it. Because, like, why? Why try to do things legal anymore? It's awful. Everything's awful. Sorry, I watched a lot of terrible documentaries today, and the world was horrible because we're watching the Oscar the world stuff. Is terrible. And I'm just like, you know, at this point, let's all just be mob bosses.
Yeah, or just go to sleep.
Just go to sleep.
You know what could help you with getting to sleep and staying asleep, though?
What?
Beam. Dream powder.
Oh, Beam. If you're having trouble sleeping or staying asleep, Beam is perfect. And it's better than any other kind of supplements that I've tried because I've had no success with just the pills, or you don't want to take Tylenol PM. It's not natural and it doesn't like feel great. It's a warm, delicious cup of hot cocoa.
I mean, that already helps you go to sleep, right?
Yeah. So like the end of your day, you're winding down. You just want to relax and be cozy. We're still at the end, like parts of winter. You just mix some of it up. And then, you know, you are going into a amazing sleep throughout the entire night and will wake up ready and refreshed for your next day.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, it is natural. It's got a powerful blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And not only are all of those things in it, but there's delicious flavors to go with that. There's chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, sea salt caramel, and it's only got 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. There's no excuse to not have it, right? There's no excuse to not get good sleep.
The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. And I am one of them.
What did you add it to? Did you add it to milk or
I did
hot
add it
water?
To milk. Milk.
Because, you added it to milk?
Oh, I love
milk.
You like the richness. Milk. Yeah. I put a little chocolate in there for a little...
a little extra oomph. Yeah. It's already delicious. I didn't really need to add anything to it. My lactose intolerance means I can't put, like, you know, cow's milk with it or anything. But it does go well with almond milk and with the Ripple stuff. Like, oh, it goes well with pretty much everything that I've tried it with.
Yeah, it's very versatile, and that's what I love about Beam. And then you get the mixer with it too, which is great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The frother that it comes with. So if you want to try Beam's best-selling dream powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/MCUpod and use the code MCUpod at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MCUpod and use the code MCUpod for up to 40% off.
Start sleeping better.
You ask what's next. We gotta ask it another question.
Okay. Right?
We gotta ask
you
the
have one?
I don't. Oh, we should have done one that's like who needs better sleep in the MCU.
We'll do that now.
Needs better sleep.
What a weird thing to ask.
Right? Like let's see what it generates. One character in the MCU who could definitely use better sleep is Tony Stark.
It's so right. It's perfect. It's like I got important shit going on.
Yeah. Okay. Throughout the MCU films, Tony's constantly pushing himself to the limit, both physically and mentally. He's always tinkering with new technology, battling villains, and trying to save the world. As a result, he often neglects his own health and well-being, including getting enough sleep. Don't be like Tony.
And being a father.
Yeah. He's dead now, so he's getting plenty of sleep.
Wah, so wah. Much sleep. Wow. In Iron Man 3, we see Tony suffering from anxiety attacks and insomnia. That's your favorite one, right? Iron Man 3?
Yeah, that's the best one in the entire franchise. In the whole MCU.
It's just Tony.
Yeah, it's just Tony.
It's, okay.
It makes sense, though, right? So, what do we got? What are we asking next?
Oh, okay.
We could just be like, give me a fun and bizarre question about the MCU. And it says, here's a fun and bizarre question. If the Avengers had to compete in a cooking competition, which Avenger do you think would come out on top and what dish would they make?
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Oh. The easy one is like Wanda, and she'd be like, Bopperkosh, or whatever.
Yeah. Wanda would just use like her powers of reality to be like, here's food. You're welcome.
Who could actually cook?
Who could actually cook? Not Vision.
I feel like Tony. Tony could probably cook.
You think Tony's cooked a meal ever in his life?
Well, when like you're rich, you're around people who cook well and you've eaten good meals. So I do feel like he could probably throw some
I think
delicious-
he could pay someone to cook a good meal for him. I don't, like, honest, Tony strikes me as the kind of guy to be like, okay, if I were to waste my time learning to cook, then that would be time not spent creating something crazy, some robot something. Like, I wouldn't be solving the world's problems if I spent my time doing that. So instead, I'll pay someone to do that for me. Or, not even that, he'll tell Pepper to tell someone
to make it for them. Yeah. But he was like, oh, I had omelets made. Did he make that omelet on the airplane?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Did somebody else make that omelet? I can't remember.
Huh.
It's been too long.
I don't know, though. He probably has learned to cook after the blip. Like, because he seemed like he settled down for the simple life, right?
Yeah, and, like, if you want to learn, like, if I was rich, the first thing I would do is, like, oh, I'm going to Paris to learn how to cook in Italy. Like, I would learn how to cook immediately. For myself, obviously.
Sure. Like, I just want to have really great meals at home. I don't need to learn how to make, like, 40 gallons of soup.
Oh, my God. Well, do you imagine, like, breakfast with Cap? He's like, here's this delicious chip beef. I'm like, oh, I love chip beef. And I love chip beef more than anything. But it also is, like, we all still kind of, like, eat food like the Germans are coming. Like, oh, here's chip beef. We got to get out of here and eat this delicious, filling, calorie-filled meal. And my body's like, yes, I love it. And I'm storing it. I'm like, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Can you stop storing that down there? You know?
Get your squirrel chipmunk hoard out of the basement,
but Steve. I also love it so much, you know? Yeah. Chip beef is the best. SOS, as my grandmother called it. I'm like, why'd you call it that, Grandma?
Okay. You know who would be awesome is Sam Wilson. He would make some amazing, like,
He made Cap and Nat breakfast. It was, oh yeah, like a nice, oh, Cajun breakfast.
Yeah, you remember? You remember in Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
He's like, breakfast if y'all eat that.
He was making... Well, in, like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, he was making plates. Like, he was helping make plates, and, like, and his sister got in on it. Like, good Cajun cooking. Oh, oh. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm hungry.
No. Well, okay, let's get off of this one. Let's say, give me another one, and let's see what it gives us. If the Avengers were all turned into animals, which animal do you think each Avenger would become and why?
Oh my God.
Are we? Okay, so we got to put parameters around this, right?
Okay.
So creatures, like animals from Earth.
Okay, yeah, animals from Earth. Like, you know, normal animals, not insects, not birds, maybe birds.
Maybe birds.
Well, Hawkeye, that's too easy.
Oddly enough, not a hawk. He doesn't become a hawk. See, like, the thing that I'm thinking of, like, okay, if we're saying if the Avengers were all turned into animals, let's go with the OG six.
Okay.
So, Thor was already turned into a frog at one point.
Yeah.
So that one's easy.
Okay. Natasha would be a Black Widow spider, right?
Would, like, she be a Black Widow? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Or a Or a panther.
She could be a panther.
Or any kind of, like, a king cobra snake.
A tigre. You think Captain America would just be, like, a cat? Like a house cat?
House cat.
Captain America?
No, he'd be an eagle.
Is that, oh, he would, that? Because of freedom. Because of freedom.
Ooh, yep. Just flowing through him.
he's actually the avatar of the concept of freedom. Who would Hulk be? Like, or what kind of animal would Hulk,
like,
be?
A bull terrier, like an adorable dog that's just like a Beethoven dog. Or something, like, you know, like a big dumb animal who's just a little too big, like, I don't know.
Like a Great Dane?
Yeah, just something just a little too big and just like, ooh, I love everything.
See, I was thinking it could be like a kangaroo because they're just
they are mean. Well,
they're assholes.
Yeah, they're kind of mean.
Either that or like a honey badger.
Oh.
Honey badger don't care.
They don't mess
Hulk
around.
Don't care.
That's true. Nothing can stop a honey badger.
Nothing. But I love this idea of like of a whole Great Dane just lumbering around like like running into the couch and like putting a hole in the wall.
You're like, not the drywall. Oh.
Oops. I'm sorry.
No good. Hulk Great Dane. Hulk Dane.
Oh, no good. Shit. That's funny. Marmaduke. Marmaduke. But like Marma Hulk.
There you go. Hulk-a-duke. That's the right Hulk-a-duke. One. Hulk-a-duke. Jeez, we got there.
Hulk-a-duke. And Tony Stark.
Tony would be one of those little like show dogs who just yap, yap, yap. That everybody can't stand, but you're like, I get that you're a purebred and you're
he's great. A Pomeranian.
Yes, a Pomeranian. Yeah.
He's just a tiny little Pomeranian, just so fluffy.
Yeah.
I'm getting like Australian cattle dog or like stuff like that vibes from Clint Barton.
Yeah. He's a shepherd. Like a shepherd dog.
Yeah.
Like a farm dog.
Like a shepherd dog. Border collie. Border collie is that good. Type of thing.
Australian sheepdog. That's right. I agree. Good yeah. call.
I like that one. Is that all over six?
I think so.
Okay.
We AI'd that whole thing. We didn't even ask AI, like, if they were dogs, what dogs would they be? We just said animals.
Yeah.
And then we didn't even do it.
Another one. It was like,
we did it.
I asked it, give me another one, and he said, and it was like, if they were turned into animals, which animal do you think they would become?
Did it answer?
Well, no, that's the question it gave us.
Oh, so you can go back, like, it'll ask us questions. That's so crazy. Get out of my head, GP. Yeah.
GPT. Do you want to do, like, a serious one?
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's up to us, really. Up to you.
Who is the next MCU character that should be killed off?
Ooh. Actually, that's dark.
Is that too dark?
Who is the next MCU character that should be killed off? It says, as an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or preferences.
It was like, you're on a list now. What's your last name? C-O-F-F-I-N. Yeah. Cool, we got it. See, this is why I don't do this stuff, okay?
I don't have personal opinions or preferences, but it's worth noting that character deaths in the MCU are often used to advance the story and character development. While it's impossible to predict which character will be killed off next, it's likely that any future character deaths will serve a purpose in the larger MCU narrative. Wow. It's also worth noting that character deaths can be controversial among fans, and it's up to the writers and directors of the MCU to decide which characters should meet their end.
Yeah, now put your hands behind your back and comply. Like, what?
Oh, I wonder what kind of list you just got us on.
Okay, I think you should ask. That's so funny. I'm done asking questions. You're next.
Okay.
You can do the last two.
Okay. So I asked it, can you make an MCU themed drinking game to kind of go along with our legends and libations, right? And I swear to God, it's trying to kill us. Like, we're the next characters that should die, is what it's saying. Because it's like, here's an MCU-themed drinking game. Take a sip every time Tony Stark makes a sarcastic comment. Dead. You're dead on the first dead. One. Like, that's, you're putting yourself into, like, a Captain Marvel coma.
Good callback.
Yeah, I know, right? Full circle. Take a sip every time Thor mentions Asgard or his hammer.
That's doable.
You're double dead.
No, I think that's a little
no.
In what, the Avengers?
No, like, this, okay, good call. Are we watching one
are we
or
watching
all of them?
Them? Well, all of them, that would take, like, days.
Yeah, that's like a hard weekend bender.
Interesting.
Oh, but when, like, it says Thor mentions Asgard or his hammer.
If you watch Thor the Dark World, dead.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you watch any of the individual Thor movies.
Endgame, dead.
Oh my god! Because like I was thinking of the part where Thor lands on Earth in the first one, and he's just like hammer,
Thor dead. Yeah, it's if like, you watch the first one,
I'm hammered, bro.
Definitely Ragnarok dead.
Yo, yeah. Oh god.
Wow, my hammer.
My hammer broke.
Wow, Asgard. You know, though watching Thor. The Dark World, I just feel so bad for Asgard.
Yeah, just like, in general.
Good God. It didn't deserve it. It was so beautiful. And it's like, it's not easy to rebuild all that stuff. It was like watching Gondor take those hits.
Oh, yeah.
In Lord of the Rings. You're like, oh my God, like, how are they going to fix that with pulley systems?
Yeah, right.
Good luck fixing all that. Jesus.
You're like, stop it. Don't touch it. It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And you just wrecked house for no reason.
For no real reason.
You knew you were going to lose.
Oh my God. Okay. So to continue this, like, death by alcohol, anytime Captain America says, I can do this all day.
So that's what, twice?
Oh no, it's a lot.
Three times? Is it a lot more?
It's twice at least in the first movie.
In the first movie.
And then like Past Cap says it in Endgame. And he's God, he does. I know, God.
I know, jeez. Love that ass in that suit though.
Mm-hmm. take a sip every time Black Widow uses a gadget or weapon in a fight scene.
Dead.
Murder.
Though she does beat people up with just her hands. She's great.
Yeah, she's I mean.
But she's always throwing those widow bites.
She's throwing those widow bites and she's firing her handguns a lot. So you're taking a sip for every one of those?
Oh, yeah. That's a problem if you watch Avengers.
Yeah.
But if you watch Iron Man 2, it's not so bad.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I think it gets to the point where, like, at the end of the movie when, you know, Happy's fighting that one guy.
Well, even in the hallway scene, she just has the bites.
She's tearing up that hallway.
Yeah, but she doesn't shoot anybody.
She maces that one guy.
That's not shooting them.
That's using a gadget or a weapon.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
She slides under the one guy and, like, throws the shocking thing. Like, so that's another one.
Oh, beautiful.
She uses that, like, that wire. To like tie that one guy up or rope or whatever. Yeah, okay, no, I think.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think you'd be sufficiently drunk on that one.
You're pretty dead after Iron Man 2, too.
Bruce Banner transforms into the Hulk. At least twice in Avengers, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's only twice.
That one's not so bad.
And then Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And then Ultron.
He does it as like he just kind of stays that way for a while. I don't know. That one feels like supplementary to the rest of them. I mean, ugh, Jesus. The next one is Hawkeye shoots an arrow.
Oh, dead.
Just murdered.
Dead.
Oh, and every time Spider-Man makes a pop culture reference, ugh.
Children.
And anytime Doctor Strange uses magic?
Oh my god, you can't even, you'd be dead before 15, oh my, yeah, dead.
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 Anytime Thanos appears on screen, dead.
It depends on the movie, but probably dead.
Murder. A post-credit scene teases a future MCU movie or TV show.
Well, that stops real hard at a certain year.
Sure, like after a certain point, it's kind of like, okay,
it doesn't happen anymore. So not dead on that one.
That's still at least like one sip every movie. So like it's just keeping that ball rolling.
Okay.
And then not only but also because that was all the take a sip stuff, right?
Oh, that was just take a sip?
That was just take a sip. That's... Now there's a category of take a shot.
Oh.
Every time an Avenger dies.
Okay, I could do that.
After Infinity War, you're the one dying.
Well, yeah, you have to get... If it's Infinity War, that's a fun time. That's how you wake up outside, you're missing a shoe. There's a dead deer next to you. You're like, what happened?
You're like, oh no, not again! Take a shot every time Loki betrays someone.
Dead.
Dead. Every time Nick Fury appears on screen.
Ooh. It depends on the movie. Dead sometimes.
Or
just a little drunk after Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
a little tipsy.
Take a shot every time the Infinity Stones are mentioned or shown.
Dead after a certain point.
Are we counting it when, like, if the Tesseract is on screen?
I would think so. And
we, like, we know now that it's an Infinity
the
Stone.
The Dark World, to bring that up for the millionth time tonight, that aether somehow turns into a stone. I'm still pretty unclear about that. But that's on screen, you know?
Oh, yeah. And well, in Thor the Dark World, Odin says the Infinity Stones, like of all of the Infinity Stones, the Aether is the one that is not a stone.
Right. It's a effervescent vapor.
Whatever.
But they're like, we can't keep two together. I'm like, okay, sure.
And then take a shot every time a character says the name of an MCU movie or TV show.
Huh.
Oh, God. Iron Man 2. Like, in Iron Man 2,
uh-huh.
They talk about Iron Man all the time.
Okay.
And that's the name of an MCU movie.
That's fair. That's good.
Like, when Justin Hammer's like, I want, like, suits, like Iron Man. Like, shot.
So Hulk would be one, too.
Yep. Thor.
Black Widow would be one. At this point.
Yeah, Black Widow has her own movie, so you'd have to take a shot.
Loki.
Captain America. Well, okay, you kind of win with Captain America, because none of his are just Captain America.
There's
Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah.
And Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and Captain America, Civil War. Like, nobody says that whole thing, so you're safe there.
Loki, they say his name all the time.
Oh, yeah, good God.
Yeah, no one says WandaVision. Miss Marvel. Has anyone called her Ms. Marvel besides in the movie?
Yeah, her dad did, like right at the end. And I think they did in the Marvels.
Did
movie.
Anyone say Secret Invasion? Womp, womp, ba bomb.
Womp, womp, womp.
Did they call them the Immortals? I don't know. Or the Eternals?
I don't know if they called them the Eternals. But in Guardians at the end, Ronan was like, you're guardians of the galaxy.
Yes, that was good.
So that's a shot. Oh, there's so many shots stacking up.
Avengers assemble. The best one.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. The Avengers. Yeah. So anytime anybody says the Avengers. Well, but technically, though, I think technically the name of it is Marvel's The Avengers.
Okay.
I would probably still count the Avengers,
that's
though. Like in the beginning of Age of Ultron, the guy's like, but it's the Avengers.
The Age of Ultron, yeah.
The guy's like, you have to stop them. He's like, but it's the Avengers.
Good. See, Joss Whedon used to write the goofiest stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, like he was good at it.
Yep.
Even some of the Zack Snyder, the Chris Nolan. Like the cops in The Dark Knight are funny. I like when the help is funny. The cops.
When the help is
the cops
funny.
And the mercenaries like the help.
In the Avengers, in Marvel's The Avengers, when the cops are like, National Guard, don't they know what's going on down here? Do we? Like, no, you don't. No, you don't, sir. Oh, and the last take a shot. Is anytime a hero delivers a memorable one-liner.
So every time Cap talks.
Every time Cap speaks. Oh, God. Scott Lang, every time he says anything.
That's a rough one.
We need to add one more to this, that you basically, you do the waterfall whenever Luis is telling a story, Luis style.
What's the waterfall?
It's when you just start drinking. And you have to... You just got to keep drinking until he stops.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, my brother, my cousin Ernesto, you know, we went to this wine tasting, you know, and it was a rosé.
I could hang.
I think I could do this. You got it.
It's the shots would be the problem.
The shots would be an issue.
All of those sips, fine.
Tony Stark makes a sarcastic comment would be murder.
Not in sips.
I don't know.
I've trained for this my entire life.
His name is Tony Snark.
Tony Stank.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Tony Stank. Oh. So if you're going to do that challenge, good God, please be responsible, right?
Yes.
At the end of the message, ChatGPT is like, of course, please remember to drink responsibly and never drink and drive. And I would caveat that one more time and say, like, if you're going to do that, make sure to take Z-Biotics first.
So I just have such a problem with getting up in the morning after having a great night, you know, whatever. And Z-Biotics really does help me feel energized and ready for my day after a night of being naughty.
Oh yeah, those times where we did Legends and Libations before we had Z-Biotics, it took me like a day or two of recovery after that to like come out of feeling like a zombie, because I didn't know. I don't know that they had even made it yet at that point.
The older I get, it's harder to bounce back and just be ready for a day or, you know, work or this and that. And Z-Biotics just get me there.
So Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. And here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Z-Biotics produces an enzyme that breaks down this byproduct. And just remember to make Z-Biotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best the next day. You still have to pace yourself, you still, you know, stay hydrated and whatnot, but it makes it way easier to deal with. Like, like after Legends and Libations this past weekend, I didn't have to have a day of recovery. I was up, like, I was celebrating my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Like, we went to a pinball arcade, like, all day for hours and hours. I would not have been able to do that if I had not had Z-Biotics. So anyone who wants to give it a try, you can go to zbiotics.com/MCU to get 15% off your first order when you use the code MCU at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with a 100% money back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/MCU and use the code MCU at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and Legends and Libations.
Yes, we love it.
All right, so what question should we ask the AI overlord now?
Oh, God. I get so specific. I'm like, what Marvel movie will Mr. Sinister pop up first in? Like, I don't know. I just have so many interesting questions that I don't think it can. But that's too
you
specific. You
want to see if it can, like, predict it?
Was like, what will Mr. Sinister look like in the MCU or something?
Oh, we could find like a generative AI kind of thing and be like, you know, show me a picture of Mr. Sinister, but in the style of the MCU villains.
I just want to see those.
We could find
teeth.
That. Oh, God. Oh, man. You know, when you said that, for some reason, like, my initial thought was Aaron Taylor Johnson as Mr. Sinister.
Craven the Hunter? Quicksilver?
Yeah, but, like, it was kind of like in Craven the Hunter garb, but, like, painted white.
Oh, cool.
With sharp teeth.
And he's hungry like the wolf, touching the ground in the south.
I mean, you bring up Mr. Sinister, so let's ask it. Like, who should play Mr. Sinister in the
MCU?
That's
such an interesting one.
Ooh. Man.
What does it say?
Ah. Okay. Mr. Sinister is a major Marvel villain who has yet to appear in the MCU, but there are a few actors who could potentially play the role. And the first one that it lists is Mads Mikkelsen.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, if only he wasn't already in the MCU.
Yeah, but nobody remembers that he's Caecilius. Nobody remembers. No.
Nobody remembers Caecilius.
And if you paint him up, no.
Yeah, if you put enough makeup on him, it's an entirely different person. Oh, this is a good list, though, because, like, Mads Mikkelsen, Christoph Waltz.
I never would have thought that.
Oh, that would be so killer.
Yeah, it would.
Mark Strong is another one on this list.
Who's that?
He's the guy who, he's been in Kingsman and Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
He was the, basically the villain in Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. Oh, the black hair guy. Yeah.
Black haired guy, yeah. He could be real, real, real good there. I love that Benedict Cumberbatch is in there.
That doesn't seem right. And then that's two people from Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it says Benedict Cumberbatch is already a part of the MCU as Doctor Strange, but he could potentially play a dual role as both hero and villain. He has a distinctive voice and could bring a lot of complexity to the character of Mr. Sinister. So like we were saying with Mads Mikkelsen, just doll him up in enough makeup.
It is true.
And he's unrecognizable.
I bet he could do that.
Oh, and Mr. Sinister being from London, like he could actually just use his normal accent.
So great. Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be so funny. Because I have accepted, I didn't like Benedict Cumberbatch when I first heard him doing the Doctor Strange, you know, English accent or American accent. I was like, this is terrible. This is awful.
Yeah.
Like, but now I've heard it so much that when I hear him with an English accent, I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ugh. I accepted it.
British.
I took it in and I was like, okay, no, you are an American named Dr. Stephen Strange. You are a surgeon.
Well, it's like he got more used to playing that role and having that accent on, or maybe
we just got more used to it. Yeah. Existing. We really heard it enough that we accepted it.
But it was pretty rough in the first Doctor Strange movie. Like,
I think it was a little rough. Movie has my least favorite line when he does the Beyonce line. I'm like, that was the most that just didn't need to be there. I get it.
It was awkward.
Okay, Beyonce. The whole, like, one name thing. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. and the last person that's on this list is Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey is a talented actor.
I think he can do anything. He can bunk.
Who has recently been branching out into more dramatic and villainous roles.
He's like, uh-huh.
Such as his performance in True Detective. Uh-huh. He's got a unique charm and could bring a lot of nuance to the character of Mr. Sinister.
Little rooter toot.
All right. It's almost like, oh God, what was his name? Sonny Birch in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, we need a Southern gentleman.
Walton Goggins?
Yeah, Walton Goggins. Like, we need a Southern gentleman to be the villain.
But that can't be Nathaniel Essex. It can't.
You know, it would remind me of, like, all of those English and British actors playing Cajun roles in True Blood.
So let him be Gambit. Matthew McConaughey for Gambit. Yes.
Oh my God,
Did that would be so good. Did we just
be so good. Matthew McConaughey as Gambit. Give me that Marvel.
Yeah, give it to me 10 years ago when we should have owned the rights and everything could have been going on the right path, but do it now.
No, give it to me right now. That would be still so good.
I do love him.
Oh, that would be so good. But like realistically from this list, like Christoph Waltz is a
very
great
good choice.
Choice.
He's the one that would actually make it very serious.
He would make it sinister.
Oh, I see what you did there.
To go against Mr. Sinister, like if we're accepting Christoph Waltz as Mr. Sinister.
Okay.
You have to have somebody go against them with a good Cyclops. Right?
Henry Cavill
a Cyclops, you think?
Yeah. Because you need Cyclops to be like, oh, I hate him so much. He's so annoying. He's such a goody two-shoes. But you also kind of want to like him. And that's Henry Cavill. He could bring that.
Yeah. And he's got to be like a pretty person.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. But you have to also be pretty without your eyes, because we're going to take that away.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to take away the... He's got to be a Jordan LaForge.
He's got to be a face actor, yeah.
He's got LeVar Burton.
Not that, nailed it. Not that kid from Ready Player One or whoever was Cyclops in the in the Fox universe. He was not great. But he was okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ready Player One.
I feel like I blocked all that out.
If it wasn't for the Hans Zimmer soundtrack in Dark Phoenix, I would have blocked it out, but I can't. Hans Zimmer can make me think that I like a movie because his soundtracks are so good.
So what if you watched Dark Phoenix without the score?
Michael Fassbender's still in there, so...
Ooh, yeah.
It's got a lot of things going for it.
Yeah, but it's still, like, it's got so many things going for it, but then it's still so bad.
Yeah.
How?
But then they put the score, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Get him, Gene. Get him, Gene.
This might be fine.
Who do they think should be Gene? Put that in there.
Oh, yeah. Who should play Jean Grey in the MCU?
Is Sophie What's-Her-Face going to be? Like, she was okay. I didn't have any problems with her.
Sorry. This is so funny. It's just, there's a few actresses who could potentially play Jean Grey in the MCU. And, like, I'm reading down the list and Hailee Steinfeld is in there again.
Why do they keep picking her? Oh, no. I don't like this list at all. I like the first two.
How do you pronounce that name?
Saoirse Ronan.
Okay. Saoirse Ronan is a talented actress who has already been nominated for 4 Academy Awards.
Never won.
She has a natural charisma and can bring a lot of depth to the character of Jean Grey.
Maybe. I think she could. Maybe? I think she could. But I think I would rather go with a unknown over her for that.
See, I think that with the X-Men being... you know, upcoming and kind of the focus on them being like a young team in previous iterations, at least, like that could really take the MCU forward and like give it, you know, longevity with these characters. So like going with an unknown actor could really help the MCU. And like not, I mean, as much as I would love Matthew McConaughey as Gambit,
he's too old.
Like, he's too old.
Sorry.
He wouldn't be able to carry it forever. However, if he were to be, like, if Gambit was to be, like, a teacher or like a strike team leader kind of thing and, like, handing the torch off.
Okay.
And at that point, it could be Matthew McConaughey and be amazing.
Yeah. When we do, like, Old Man Logan, Old Man Gambit.
Old Man Gambit. let's see. It also says Lily James.
I don't hate that, but Lily James, she's a blonde with brown eyes. So then you have to do contacts.
Sure. I honestly don't even know who most of these people are, unfortunately.
Lily James, she played Cinderella. She's beautiful, but she does have very dark brown eyes. But she could do it, but the... If you gave that girl blue contacts, she would look like Johnny Depp in Willy Wonka movie. And you're just like, this is a goddamn cartoon. You know? You don't look like a real person.
Yeah, that would not look like a real person.
No.
She was Cinderella in Cinderella.
Yes.
Maybe I should watch that.
Pride, Prejudice, Baby Driver is really good. So Baby Driver is very good. She dated Chris Evans for like a minute or so, the people say. The paparazzi.
The people say.
She was Pamela Anderson in the Pam and Tommy show with Sebastian Stan.
Oh. Huh.
She was also in Downton Abbey, which we all love.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. Amazing. It was an amazing book. It wasn't the same movie.
Yeah, no, looking at her list of stuff, like, I have not seen any of it.
Wow, none of it? I'm surprised. Watch Baby Driver.
I'm not very cultured at all. Let's see, the third one on the list is Elle Fanning.
Hard no.
Hard no?
Yeah.
Foot down, hard no?
And I'm not going to explain, just hard no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, we'll move on past that one then.
We'll move on. Like, right. Keep going. No, all three. No.
The last one that it lists is Emma Watson.
No.
No?
No. She's not a very good actress.
Ouch.
Sorry. She's okay.
She was great as Hermione.
Yeah,
right?
What else?
She was Belle, Beauty and the Beast.
That wasn't very good either.
That was that. I think that was a problem of the movie, though, because like that movie was trying to be like almost like a shot for shot remake of the animated, and then Harry Potter was, you know, directly lifted from the books. Like they were trying to be as faithful as they could.
Yeah, it was fine.
So like. She hasn't really been, or from what I've seen, the things that I've seen her in haven't really been like new content, like fresh content.
I will say, of all the people that we just named, I think that the chick who's playing her in the Fox universe was better, is a better choice and the right choice.
Sophie Turner?
Yeah.
Huh.
Of all those people? Who looks and feels more like Jean?
I don't know. I think you're letting that the thought of like you may have liked part of that movie get to you.
No.
No.
Sansa Stark. She did a good job.
She did okay.
And Famke. Famke was good too.
Yeah, she was. I liked her. As that like subdued kind of meek character that they did for Jean Grey in the original ones, because like if you go back like X-Men 97, oh my goodness, the Jean Grey that was in there is such a drama queen.
Oh, I love it though. Oh, Scott. My Scott! Favorite was I was watching it the other day and like something dramatic happened and she went out to talk to Wolverine and she's like, oh, I gotta go. Scott's waiting for me. And he gets all in her face and he's like, I'm waiting for you too. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm waiting for both of you to just do it right now. But you know, like, I was like, oh wait, I'm, you know, my age. And I was watching this, like, I wonder what that meant. I love it. I love it. Like, it's like, it's a good, I love, it's a little adult. And I get that. Like, there has to be that little adultness in there for all of the stuff that is made for kids, because adults have to watch it when their kids are watching it. So anybody who puts that in there for them are what I would like to consider heroes. And I'm not a mother. So but I understand, like, being able to sit down and watch something like that and be able to enjoy it, which, you know. The nostalgia from this is why I can enjoy it as much as I do.
You gave me an idea for a great question for ChatGPT.
All right, last
Who's the real hero of the MCU?
Oh, no. It's Tony Stark?
I gave a bullshit, like, vague answer.
Oh, wow. Even it Malarkey. Noted to be ambiguous. It was like, I will not say or not say who I thought it was. Everybody. Everybody gets a trophy. That's the world we live in.
You can't make me pick my favorite. Even ChatGPT can't decide.
They all have to struggle with their own personal demons. Yep, they make mistakes and they have to overcome obstacles, both external and internal.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. Well, I guess let's wrap it there.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming along on this goofy-ass ride. Thank you, Ashley, for humoring me.
Thank you for bringing me along. And yeah, I mean, this is crazy. This is fun. I've never really interacted with AI like this. We should definitely get Matt on here and I'll do this together because it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now absolutely. I want to like think up questions and I'm going to have them just in the barrel for when we need an episode or we just want to talk.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants like to Matt, talk? I think Matt was saying at the end of the last one, like, whatever question, like, send us the questions you want us to.
Oh, yeah, I don't
want to
do the work.
The AI
just
machine.
Send us the questions and we'll
crowdsource the questions. Give us prompts to give it the AI machine so that it can tell us funny things to talk about. Here, let's do one more super bizarre one for a quick one.
Okay.
give me a very bizarre MCU question. And then it says, if the Avengers were all turned into vegetables, which vegetable do you think each Avenger would become and why?
That's their go-to. They're like, well, if they're animals. I mean, well, we know that the Hulk is an eggplant, so that can be taken off the board immediately, right?
Okay. Eggplant? All right.
Cap would be an apple.
Is that what the taste of freedom is?
Yeah, like apple pie, American, all-American, bite of apple, like apple. Yeah. I don't know.
Apple's a fruit, though.
I just feel the freedom flowing through my veins when it comes to apples.
Yeah, because of apple pie.
Yeah. It's the song. Let's see. Tony as a vegetable? Like corn. It's like good for you, but it's also not good for you.
And it's got so many layers to get through.
And it like gets stuck in your teeth and like you have to think about it later when you're like, God, that piece of corn is still stuck in my back tooth 2 hours later and I can't get it out. It's annoying. But you eat it every time because if you put enough butter on it, that trauma later, you just don't think, you're like, okay, I'll deal with it when it comes.
She's like, oh, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it.
And then the problem comes. You're like, I'm never doing that again. Yep. So I don't eat popcorn at the movie theaters anymore because it's just little razor blades in there waiting to ruin my day. It's delicious, delicious, delicious razor blade. Ah. Oh.
Ow, my mouth. Like,
oh, you're going to.
I'm bleeding again.
You're going to think about that for the next 45 minutes, not what's happening on the screen, is you trying to use your tongue to get this out. It's awful. You get it out and you're like, okay, let's try this again. Munch, munch. Ow, the other side. Done. Pretzels. Pretzel bites all the way with nacho cheese.
Pretzel bites with nacho cheese is amazing. That's a good idea. I don't know what other Avengers and vegetables we can throw out there. Thor can just be a potato. Oh.
He's delicious.
Poor guy. Versatile. That's what he is, because potatoes are so versatile. You can have them mashed with a hammer.
Potatoes in a stew.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Yeah. Lovely big golden chips with a nice piece of fried fish.
Hawkeye can be celery because it's like, you don't love celery, but you still eat celery. And when you mix celery with hot sauce, it's the best somehow. And ranch dressing.
Yeah, somehow it's
really
great.
Whatever you put it with other stuff, it's the best.
Yep. You can't have jambalaya without celery in there.
Stuffing.
Like if you had jambalaya without celery. And stuffing, same way. If you had that without celery, it's just not as good.
Chicken noodle soup.
But if you just have celery on its own, it's like, oh, God, why?
Yeah, why? Not great. Who's left?
Stick some peanut butter on Jeremy Renner. Good to go. I mean, what?
I would. He was super hot in that Bourne movie.
All right, Nat.
She's a tomato.
Is she a tomato?
She's a fruit, but maybe she's a vegetable, but she's also maybe a fruit. Oh. Also maybe a vegetable.
And then she can go into whatever dish, you know.
And like tomatoes are also kind of sexy.
She can be a sauce, right? You can have a tomato sauce, but you could also be a salsa. You could also be a pico de gallo.
But then you can also put me on your burger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just as is.
You could just give it to me raw and wriggling. How many Lord of the Rings reference can we make in an evening?
We're
doing really well.
We're doing great. All right.
I'm so sorry, Matt.
Shit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be sure to, I don't know. Is there anything we need to plug? Yeah. What do you got coming up for Bill and Ashley's Terror Theater?
So we have Children of the Corn coming up next. But you can also find me on Bingers. We're covering Dune 2. We're going to record soon. So that'll probably come out very early, probably Monday next week. We are super excited to talk about all that. And then we have the Oscars stuff. We're on Bingers as well. So check out there if you are following the Oscars. That is next weekend. And we are going to have a prediction episode coming soon there. And then, you can just find me here in the MCU cast.
Sweet. And then on March 23rd, you and I are going to be jumping on twitch.tv/strandedpanda TV. doing legends and libations about the equinox, the vernal equinox. So
I can't wait. And we're going to talk about the Easter origins and paganism, and it'll be great. That's what we do over there.
That's what we do.
We ruin everybody's holidays.
It's ruin the holidays and drink.
With pagan origins.
Perfect. So yeah, all the channels that you're following for all of our content, keep following those and support all the things. I don't know. I'm not good at outros.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you and good night. What is the message? Peace!
Until next time, true believers. That felt weird.
Perfect.
Hey, you just listened to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast from Stranded Panda. I really hope you liked it. Let me just say a big thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/MCUcast. You are the lifeblood of our little operation here, and a huge, huge thank you to our insanely generous Illuminati tier patrons, Walter Kreisky III, Lieutenant Bongo, and Jazz Viz. You guys are amazing. If you'd like to see our beautiful faces, you can catch a video version of many of our episodes at youtube.com/strandedpanda. Love you 3,000, my friends.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.